Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Janessa speaking. May I have your zip code to access your account, please?
20707.
Your first and last name, please, sir.
Michael Mason.
All right, and can you verify your address for me, please?
14800 4th Street, apartment 33C, Laurel, Maryland.
Okay, let's see here. All right, looks like there was an order for the Ascend Keto and Cleanse products. Looks like that order was placed on December the 30th, where you paid the shipping and handling rate of $670 and $7.45. It states here, sir, that you were paying the shipping and handling to try those products for a 14-day trial period. If there was no cancellation done within that trial period, then you would be billed the retail value and entered to receive that product monthly.
I want to cancel it. No, the PowerFit Muscle. It says PowerFit Muscle and Slim.
Yes, sir. It's the Keto. The Keto and the Cleanse products.
Yes.
Okay, let's see here. I can get that canceled out here for you, sir. Couple of quick questions here as I'm getting that canceled out. Would you be interested in a 50% discount on future products? Okay.
No.
All right, let's see here. And would you be interested in holding your account for up to 60 days?
No.
Okay. All right, one
now,
last
question.
This is
the second billing that I just got right here.
Yes, sir. Let's see here. Yes, sir. The first billing, you were billed in January, and that was after your trial ended. Then you were billed for those products that you had already received. And then you were billed again in February, and you were shipped those products on February the 20th.
There hasn't sent those back.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm not sure if that's her. Let's see here. All right. If you have pen and paper handy, I do have that cancellation. Let's see here. All right, sir. Would you be interested in a 75% discount on future products?
No, thank you.
Okay, that cancellation confirmation number is F as in Frank, 1, C as in Charlie, A
one
as
C.
in F as in Frank, 1, C as in Charlie, A as in Alpha, 0, 6, 8, F as in Frank, F as in Frank.
Okay.
And that cancels out both of those products, the Keto and the Cleanse. So there will be no further billing or anything else shipped out to you. This account has been closed.
Okay. Now the last one that just purchased it, just sent that back, is that going to be refunded to my account?
Let's see here, sir. There's no recollection. I mean, there's no notes in here on receival of a product. And let's see here. You actually were canceling outside of your trial. You were billed on February the 18th. If you can provide confirmation that that was shipped back, there's nothing here stating that here.
I sent it back, so when it gets there, I should receive this payment back, right?
No, sir.
Why not?
Well, because those charges are valid, and I don't know where you were sending that product to, but there's not a, we don't have a return address for that company with those products. That company does not take product. So even if you were canceling and you had received product, and even if you were going to get a refund of some sorts, we still would not have asked you to ship those products back.
When I got it, I return to sender on there.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure. I'm not even sure where that fulfillment center is because we don't have, we're just customer, we're third party. We're not that company. We're third party customer mm-hmm. support. So we follow their protocols and they don't even have a, I don't know where their fulfillment center is to even say that they got it back or for you to even contact to see if they got it back. There's no information because they don't accept returns, whether you, you know, were going to cancel or, you know, the case may be, you just would have threw them away or gifted them or, you know, whatever, discarded them however you wish, but they don't require for you to send those back. So I don't have a, there's no way for me to get recollection. I mean, you know, a confirmation that those were returned. I don't know where they would return to.
Well, so then I guess I just have to call my bank and report this as a problem.
And okay, then, well, sir, there were terms and conditions that you agreed to. So,
I mean, if I return it to them, it seems like they would know you because you all work together. You know, you can't not know.
We're a third-party customer support, sir. We don't work together. We just handle the customer support.
Mm-hmm.
Canceling accounts, giving discounts for continuing products, setting up payment dates. Those are the type of things we handle third-party customer support. We don't have anything to do with the shipping here. We're not even in the same state as these companies. We have over 150 different companies that we just provide customer support for. So, and it states here that that company, you were agreeing to those terms and conditions when you signed up for those keto and cleanse products when you paid the shipping and handling. You were agreeing to be responsible to pay for these products or cancel them. And so that's why you were being billed and shipped these products. It's because that's what you agreed to. So you're canceling today. So those charges that were done back in February, they're valid. Your account was still open and active. You're just now canceling it on today, March the 3rd. So moving forward, there would not be anything done to your account. This, your account closes out from anything trying to be billed or sent out to you. But as far as those previous there was a, you know, the terms and conditions that you agreed to.
Mm-hmm.
And you will receive confirmation emails of this order as well, you know, when you place
the
order.
The only thing I got is on my bank statement, and I'm seeing it going through it right now, and I'm like, why is it back on here again? So, you know, that's why I'm calling now.
Yes, sir.
I never got an email saying that, you know, another one was coming out.
Let's see.
If I would have gotten the email, I would have.
Where it said it. Okay, let's see, did it do? I was trying to send you a copy of those confirmation emails. Okay. All right. And that's Allen31564@msn.com.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. just recent day. Yes. Let me see. Yep, I sent the confirmation. And let me send a confirmation. This one. Okay, yeah, and now
I'm not denying the first one. I'm not really got anything saying. I think the next one is online on coming or something.
Yeah, I sent both. No, I sent both.
12:30. 12. These are both the same day, so none of these are in the next 2 months.
Okay, none of them.
No.
Maybe because it just goes back to, wait a minute, let me go in the order and try to send it there. Because, on 218. Okay, I just sent one more. I know I probably was resending because it wasn't showing me that it was sending. I know I just sent you the last one that was for February the 18th.
Got nothing yet. Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
I just heard another call come in presenting someone else's voice on the line.
Excuse me?
I just heard somebody else's a male voice on the line. Like it rang in and
oh.
And so I was trying to understand what was happening.
Oh, I'm not sure, sir. These calls are monitored and recorded. I'm not sure. I didn't hear anything.
See, even the one you sent the date where the order date was, if you sent the day, it's not like resending the one that was sent, so I should see a second bill on that.
Okay, sir. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to reach out to my supervisor, to the IT team, and get them to go in and see if they can send you. Because what it's sending, having me send, is confirmation of the original order, not when it's created here on this end. So let me... Let's see here. Okay. Right. So we're going to get them to get that out to you.
So are they going to send it now or when?
I'm not sure. I'm waiting on a response, sir.
Okay, yeah.
All right, well, it looks like they're going to be seeing the team. All right, sir. Well, I haven't gotten a response yet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Let's see. And it was this one. All right. All right. Got that in there, sir. I'm not sure what's going on because I'm still waiting, but let's see here. Make sure I do have this canceled all out here.
You're going to email me the cancellations?
Excuse me?
You're going to email me the cancellations that we did right now?
Yes, sir. That's what I put in to, well, I provided you with the cancellation confirmation number, but I sent a request to provide you with that cancellation confirmation email.
Okay. I've been trying to find the emails. Been searching the thing by the email saying I was getting an order to come, and I haven't found one in the emails.
Okay, sir. Well, I have put in that request because the emails are system generated.
Mm-hmm.
No one, you know, sends these emails. They automatically send out when you place an order. You automatically get a confirmation email.
I'm not saying the original one. I'm saying when they go to send out the next one, that the order, like the next order is coming out or something.
Yes, sir.
And I never saw anything.
The system usually generates a shipping confirmation email.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't have them.
Okay.
So are you, they're just going to email?
Sir?
They say when, like, are they just going to email me when they figure out this? I don't know. Am I going to keep waiting or?
No, not when they figure it out, sir. It has to go up to the IT team because, as I stated, we don't send out emails. These are system-generated emails.
Right, yeah.
That come out. So it has to go up to the upper team that deals with something like that. They can go in and put it in that system to send you that email or get those emails. Because we have no way of doing that. It has to go up to a different team. So I put in that request to have that done for you.
Okay. I mean, normally how long does it take?
Within 24 hours.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, right now, what am I waiting for? Just the confirmation that they got it, or?
Well, they do have it, and I provide you with your cancellation confirmation number as well.
I was talking about the next order that you said before they send the order out, they send a shipping thing, and I never received that, and you couldn't find it. And the next thing we went to here, that's what I was saying. You know,
no, I couldn't find it. I'm telling you, I put in a request because I was sending you the email. It's not that I couldn't find it, but what it was doing was it was sending, as I'm sending you emails from that order, it was sending you from the original. I don't know why. Right. So that's how we got into that. I had to email the team to have them send you those emails because it's not letting me do it. It's sending you the original.
That's what I'm saying. But it's going to take up to 24 hours. Should
correct.
Call back tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Find out, you know, I'm just trying to figure out why I'm still waiting. If it's going to take 24 hours, if it's going to take 24 minutes, it might take
sir.
Hours,
up to 24 hours. Yeah. Yes, sir. That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for contacting customer support, sir. If you don't see that email within 24 hours, give us a call back.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay.